Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in to Talliards. I see my man just got him a nice, nice cold brew right there, craft beer right there. Do your thing, sir.
Yeah, we are not at BB's, by the way.
That looks beautiful. And yes, we are Talliards. Talliards here in Sugar Land. Talliards here in Sugar Land with plenty of good beer, great food as well. I'm telling you, try the pizza. I'm telling you, Clint, I told Clint about that mushroom pizza, and they're like, mushroom pizza. It was cold. It was good, wasn't it, Clint? I know it was. I know. I saw you go there, and you took down two pieces the last time we was here out of nowhere, because it is very, very tasty. So come on out here, win prizes, good food, and everything as we continue on this Football Friday here at Talliards. All right, Nick Haley, he spoke to the media yesterday, and I think a lot of people were itching to hear what he had to say after week two. And he talked specifically here about how he can help the offensive line. Here was Nick Haley.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think everything that we think about before we draw up any pass play is with the intention of having the best protections that we can possibly have. So, you know, that's personnel driven from us, from the teams we're playing. That's schematically what challenges, what front structures, what coverage contours you're going to see, what teams activate certain blitzes. And we go at those things on the front end of the week, and then we try to set the table from that standpoint to build the pass concepts from there.
All right. There is Nick Haley. Talking about the offensive line. And I know, Clint, when you heard this and you heard him giving his response to how to help the offensive line, it really caught your ears.
Well, look, I think, Ron, it's what we've been talking about in a sense of making things more difficult, right? Are we going to call a protection? And if they give us a certain look, we're going to have – sure, we're going to have some adjustments, but if they give us a certain look – we know, hey, we're okay, we're good to go, let's ride. But if they give us some kind of pressure, hey, I got a quick outlet right here. Or, hey, you know what, my quarterback can audible and my quarterback can flip a little run, you know, outside or off guard to the left or whatever. But instead, it's we're going to stand at the line of scrimmage and we're going to try to figure out how to have the perfect protection for everything that the defense throws at us. And what happens is – CJ spends a lot of his time trying to figure out what's going on in the box, and instead of seeing what's going on with the shell, instead of reading safety rotation and cornerback leverage and things of that nature, and the offense spends a lot of time trying to figure out how to protect it perfectly versus just getting the ball in a playmaker's hands and letting them go make plays. So, you know, I thought that was just very indicative, Ron, of what we are up against offensively as the Houston Texans. Their process that they believe in is continuing to do what they do and what they've been doing and just expect guys to do it better. And I've seen enough of this offense with that approach over several quarterbacks and a couple of different head coaches to where I don't know that I have a ton of confidence in the ability to ultimately get there. You know what I mean? Like that to me, Ron, that piece of audio sums up as a fan, like your frustration with what's going on, that sums up the frustration. Is now, you know, they are spending an unbelievable amount of time trying to match protections to fronts and pressures every single week. And the picture changes on Sunday and then you don't have the answer. It's going to be a steep learning curve, let's call it that, for the Texans offense, if that's the way they're going to continue to do things.
Because it sounds like this is this is what we were seeing prior to the 2 years that Bobby Slowick was here, right? It seems like it's overcomplicating things, and there's so much that a lot of people have to try to figure out instead of just making it a little bit more simple, right? This is what it was with Bill O'Brien and Tim Kelly, the same kind of thing that I know you didn't like with Deshaun Watson having to come up and do a lot of the different things now that CJ is doing. And it just coming from you, listening to you there, sounds like they're really overcomplicating the protections and the things they're doing up front.
Yeah, I mean that's what he just said. That's what Nick Caley just said. You know, we're trying to match protections with what the defense is doing, and I personally, I'm not CJ Stroud. I wasn't in the league 11 years the way that Nick Caley is or was and has been. But for me, I just prefer to call a damn protection, and if I'm in trouble, give me the ability to audible up out of it. Because here's the deal: if I'm in trouble and they're legitimately coming after me, then there is no doubt about it. They only have so many guys on the field. If they're coming after me, if they're bringing pressure, and they're going to load up the box, then there are opportunities to get the ball out of my hand quick. Period. Point blank. Right? If the offense allows you to do that. So, yeah, I'm it's foreign to me as a player, as a former player. It's foreign to me to stand up there and try let the defense dictate your quarterback, where your quarterback is spending all of his time trying to figure it out. It's clear right now when a defense crowds the line of scrimmage, walks backers up in the A-gap, the Texans are gonna stand there. They're going to try to figure it out. They're going to eat up as much of the play clock as they can, and 9 times out of 10, when the ball snaps, they're not going to have a clue who's coming and who's not. That's clear. Who's
deciding this? Who is, as they're standing there, who is the one deciding what they're going to do?
Well,
is it
CJ? It's either the center or CJ. I would imagine it's a combination of the two, right? But yeah. You're not going to have all the answers. They're doing it to play games with you, right? They're walking up. You got all four down linemen. They're walking up the backers in the A gap, so that gives you 6. They're probably going to walk up the outside back or the nickel defender. Now you got 7, and you've only got 5 or 6 blockers back there. Now you have no idea. You've got to decide to go one way or the other. You got to decide whether to protect inside or out, or you got to protect the edges. You've got to decide, and they're playing games with you, right? Sometimes you're going to guess right. Sometimes you're going to guess wrong. But the point is the defense is dictating at that point. And the point is we don't have Tom Brady, and we don't have all of the support for the quarterback that Tom Brady had to make that system work. And it's going to take, at the very least, it's going to take what I think is going to be an extended period of time for them to figure out this protection thing. This is not an overnight fix. This is can C.J. Stroud figure it out, and does C.J. Stroud have the same support that we've seen one other guy do this at an extremely high level? Does he have that same level of support? They're telling you what they're doing. I mean, Caley is flat out telling you what they're doing.
Yeah, and that one person you're talking about is Tom Brady, Belichick, and the Patriots.
Yeah,
that have had that level of success.
I mean, the only way you can get to a point, Ron, when they stack 7-8 guys at the line of scrimmage to have a winning percentage, let's call it that, is you've got to have the scouting department that's working with the quarterback that's breaking down all the different packages. You got to have a head coach that's sitting down with him, talking all the different coverages, telling you exactly what their tendencies are, and all these guys that are there's a team of people working on which Jacksonville Jaguar defender is tipping when the Sam linebacker's coming, or tipping when they're bringing pressure one way or another, or tipping when they're showing this coverage or that coverage. And it's clear the Texans don't have that. I mean, the Texans just don't have that level of understanding of what's going on. And it just, to me, the audio that you played is just, it's the offensive coordinator saying, what we're trying to do is match protections to what defenses are doing. And that's a difficult way to go about playing the game.
All right, coming up as we continue, it is a Football Friday, but this is, at least for me, since I've been here, the biggest regular season series the Houston Astros have ever played in quite some time. And that is them tied atop the West against the Mariners, 9 games to go. And the winner of this series is going to be clearly in the driver's seat. We'll talk about that series. They got some good news going into this series and what this is about over the next 3 days. We'll do that as we continue on a Football Friday live here from Talyards in Sugar Land.